23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Suspension of cash for worker program worries beneficiaries in Lusaka's Jack compound. Chisokoni market traders in Kitwe cry for improved security. And in African news, 40 migrants, including infants, die as a boat sinks off Tunisia. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Beneficiaries of the Cash for Work program in Jack compound in Lusaka have appealed to the government to clearly state when they will be paid their dues following the suspension of the program. The Minister of Local Government on Tuesday announced the immediate suspension of the Cash for Worker program across the country to allow for a review and reconciliation of its guidelines. But one of the beneficiaries, Bridget Manda, has told Kombon Radio News that the development is worrisome to her and others who are still owed money by the government. Ms. Manda says that amid the current economic hardships, the program has been helping to cushion their daily struggles. Traders at Chisokoni Market in Kitwe have appealed for improved security, citing the presence of unruly groups, motorbike riders, and alleged drug peddlers as major concerns. According to the traders, the situation has become unbearable, with such groups as scaring away customers and disrupting business operations. One of the traders, Enoch Chipili, has appealed to the government to intervene and work with the Kitwe City Council to strengthen security patrols within the market.
There is no security in this place. Sometimes we see people riding motorbikes in the market, sometimes people insulting people, these kind of groups that are passing through here, because there are some people that are selling these what we call is it drugs or what. So these gang groups that are coming to these markets, they are giving us hell. Eh? Sometimes you may slap your customer, and people maybe are afraid now to come and buy from us because there's no security here. So we're appealing to the government, please, to look, maybe to talk to this Quito City Council.
Meanwhile, Informal Economy Consortium of Zambia, IECZ coordinator Aston Sakala, says the situation is spiraling out of control, with traders increasingly facing cases of theft, harassment and vandalism. Mr. Sakala notes that the lack of effective security measures is not only affecting traders but also hurting the national economy as the country continues to lose out on revenue.
Right up now, we have got a problem of road shedding. Because of road shedding, you find that at these markets, our marketeers, every domestic cases are being reported to our office, whereby all cables, they will store their cables, your shop has been breaking down, and whatever, different things. We have been requesting, NST requesting the government to see how best they can enforce the security in the market. There is no sanity, I would say so.
The Kabwe Municipal Council has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Central Region Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia in a move aimed at restoring order and improving the management of taxi and bus ranks within the district. The agreement seeks to promote a lawful and organized operations across all designated ranks, reducing congestion and illegal loading points that have long characterized the town's transport sector. According to the council, only 6 taxi ranks have been officially gazetted for operation. These are Sombai, Shoprite, Chitanda House, Flaming Fire, New Pep, and Kondowe. In a statement issued by the Council Public Relations Unit, any operator found conducting business from unauthorized locations will be in violation of Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018 and will face a fine of 750 kwacha. According to the Council, under the new arrangement, the Central Region Bus and Taxi Drivers Association will receive a 10% commission to help promote compliance among members and to support efficient management of the ranks. The Council says the partnership will enhance coordination between local authorities and transport operators. A European Union, an EU-funded project implemented by a consortium of 3 NGOs, has gathered Copper Belt chiefs for dialogue over land. The project, dubbed Strengthening the Respect for Environmental Rights in Zambia, SR4ER, is being implemented by HIVOS, the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, and the Zambia Institute for Environmental Management, ZIEM. Officially opening the dialogue, CEJ's Monitoring and Evaluation Specialist, Hagai Nyambe, highlighted the importance of collaboration with traditional leaders, acknowledging their critical role in national development. Mr. Nyambe explains that the project, set to conclude in January 2027, aims to empower rights holders through targeted training programs. He says there is hope that the project will be extended beyond January to continue its impact. Mr. Nyambe notes that approximately 95% of land in Zambia remains under the control of Royal Highnesses, making the engagement with chiefs essential for sustainable development and land governance.
We have been running this project, this is our second year, and it will be coming to an end in 2027, January. That will be the last year, of course, with hope of each to be extended. And our coming here, we've been doing trainings for the rights holders. We've had so far about 4 trainings, and these are being conducted by the organization called ZM, because they handle Kitwe and Gurila, while CEJ handles Kabwe,